This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Redistricting Commission agreed late last night on a new congressional map. It leaves the state's currently political makeup pretty much the way it is, with 4 safe Democratic seats and 3 Republican ones. Colorado's new 8th district, though, will be highly competitive. This is the first time the state has used a public commission to draw its political lines, and Republican Commissioner Danny Moore said many believe they wouldn't be able to do it.
But I think tonight has shown the purposefulness and the intent that we've had to do what is right for Colorado. And I think every commissioner has been devoted toward that.
The map will now go to the state Supreme Court for final approval. An Aurora police officer fired over a photo mocking Elijah McClain's fatal encounter with police has had his lawsuit against the department dismissed. Jason Rosenblatt alleged he was denied his right to an independent review board before being fired. Rosenblatt and 2 other officers were dismissed last year over photos taken in front of a memorial to McClain. One picture shows an officer with his arm around his colleague's neck in a fake chokehold. Rosenblatt received the photos in a text and responded, quote, ha ha. A Denver-born painter is one of 25 newly announced MacArthur Fellows. Here's CPR arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo.
32-year-old painter Jordan Castillo specializes in large-scale portraits. She has made a name for herself through a series of exhibitions, including a solo show at the Denver Art Museum in 2019. Castile joins other scholars, artists, scientists, and historians as this year's honorees. Each MacArthur Fellow receives a $625,000 prize to use in whatever way they choose. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.